Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am with Judith Ink of Beyond Plastics, and also you're a former EPA administrator. And Judith, first off, your thoughts on New York State's law that bans single-use plastic bags from being distributed at grocery stores.
Well, I'm very supportive of banning plastic bags in this particular law that the legislature adopted, because New Yorkers use a staggering 23 billion plastic bags every year. And most of them are only used an average of 12 minutes. They harm our environment. They clog machinery at recycling facilities. And they're made from fossil fuels and chemicals. We strongly urge New Yorkers to shift to reusable bags. So this is a real milestone in environmental laws in New York. The deadline for compliance is March 1st. I'm a little concerned that some of the smaller stores may not be ready for this. And so listeners can go to the New York Department of Environmental Conservation website and print out some factual information on the law and the March 1 deadline. That's dec.ny.gov. So that's all positive. However, I think the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation made a major mistake when they finalized the regulations that govern this law yesterday, in that they are allowing stores to hand out thicker plastic bags, specifically 10 mil or thicker. It is a mistake to go from thin plastic bags to thicker plastic bags. When I've spoken to the state DEC about this, they said, oh, don't worry, no one is making those thicker black bags today. They're expensive. No one's going to hand them out for free. But that's the same thing we heard about iPhones a couple years ago. They're expensive. No one's making them. And now we all have an iPhone in our hand almost 24 hours a day. The law does not allow for thicker plastic bags. The legislature got it right when they banned plastic bags, not in all uses, so it's not banned in restaurants, it's not banned at dry cleaners, but for grocery stores and other major retail stores, it is banned. There's absolutely no logical reason for the DEC to allow thicker plastic bags, and we hope that they will change that in the future. But for today, we're looking at a March 1 deadline to get rid of all of the thin plastic bags. Store owners have known about this for a while. It was adopted by the legislature last April. So I'm really looking forward to seeing fewer plastic bags in the street, in parks, in trees, in rivers. The reason why this is so important is because 9 million tons of plastic enter the ocean every year. And scientists tell us that within the next decade, there will be 1 pound of plastic in the ocean for every 3 pounds of fish. So this is, I think, a pretty easy thing for New Yorkers to do comparatively. If you typically take your car to the store, get in the habit of putting reusable bags in your car so it's with you at all times. If you take mass transit, you can get collapsible bags that you can throw in your purse or your knapsack or your coat pocket. It's just a matter of getting used to this. It's like anti-smoking laws. For older people, we remember that people could actually smoke in bars and restaurants and airplanes. Amazing. And then the law changed and all of that stopped. Or wearing seatbelts. When I was growing up, it was not legally required that you wear a seatbelt. And now virtually all of us can't imagine hopping in the car without putting a seatbelt on. So stopping the use of plastic bags is along those lines. Some people will shift to paper bags, but it's our great hope that most people will shift to reusable bags.
There is a concern that the reusable bags may not be ready by March 1st. Your thoughts on that?
I think most New Yorkers already have a pretty sizable collection of reusable bags, and if they don't, they should go buy some today. A lot of them are not expensive in supermarkets. New York City Department of Sanitation is handing out free bags. So this is a good time to stock up. I am not aware of a shortage of reusable bags. And some stores give you boxes to use. That's certainly not convenient for a lot of people. But, you know, March 1st is around the corner. Go get your reusable bags today.
Convenience stores have been asked to be exempt from this ban. That already includes bags for restaurant takeout food, plastic bags to wrap meat, and bags used for prepared foods. Why do you feel convenience store owners should not be part of that exemption?
Because they hand out a huge amount of plastic bags, and convenience stores in particular are neighborhood stores, and if you walk down the street, you see a lot of their plastic bags being littered. So I would vigorously oppose exempting convenience stores from the law. I'd say that ship has sailed. You know, one convenience store chain, Stewart's, announced a few weeks ago that they were phasing out the use of plastic bags long in advance of the March 1 deadline. So, you know, when I go to a convenience store, I bring my reusable bag. It's not just for supermarkets. You know, people are very concerned worldwide about plastic pollution. This is something relatively simple that all of us can do. And convenience stores want to be good stewards of the environment. They can start selling reusable bags right at the checkout. No one's expecting them to hand it out for free. But you buy a bag once, and you can literally use it hundreds, if not thousands, of times. I have an L.L. Bean bag, a big fabric bag that I use for the supermarket for heavy stuff. I think I've had that bag for over 25 years. And just think of the number of plastic and paper bags that I've avoided over that time span. I also think that this is something that New Yorkers will be proud of and happily get behind. It's something that we can all do as individuals to protect the environment. And I think this is going to be a big plus for our state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.